The Alaska House of Representatives passed a resolution Tuesday calling for the U.S. Department of the Interior to reverse course and allow a road to be built between the Alaska Peninsula communities of King Cove and Cold Bay for safety reasons. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The main sponsor of House Joint Resolution 30 is Representative Bob Herron from Bethel. He believes last year's decision to not allow the road to be built didn't adequately factor in the public safety of the residents of King Cove, and he asked his colleagues to once again send a unanimous message to the federal government.
And I hope that we will continue this unanimous support for the people of King Cove.
Back in 2010, the Alaska legislature unanimously passed enabling legislation to allow the proposed land deal. That came on the heels of federal legislation that spelled out many of the details of the proposed road between King Cove and Cold Bay. At the heart of the issue is the fact that due to weather, the airport in King Cove can't be used about 100 days a year. If there is a road, then those needing emergency medical care could be taken to the all-weather airport in Cold Bay for transport to medical facilities in Anchorage or other areas. The most impassioned speech during Tuesday's House floor session came from Representative Ben Nagyak, who repeatedly took the federal government to task for their actions in Alaska, and he claimed that the feds are treating the Alaska Native people, including the Native people of King Cove, as children.
The federal government doesn't know what right things are for us. We determine who, what the right things are. Not only the people in our lands, but the people in the state of Alaska. I'm tired of all this stuff that happens by the federal government. I'm tired of it. I'm not a child anymore.
The proposed road from King Cove to Cold Bay would have to go through the pristine Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. Most of the refuge was designated wilderness in 1980 under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. Such a designation greatly limits development within the refuge. That doesn't matter to Representative Tammy Wilson.
It's going to take a bulldozer to make a path. We don't need a road. Make it a path. But seriously, it is our responsibility to take care of our residents. It is not the responsibility of the federal government to do it. And, you know, I would be happy to find some volunteers. I think all of us could find a couple of volunteers.
In the end, House Joint Resolution 30 was passed unanimously by the Alaska House of Representatives. It has been sent to the Alaska Senate for consideration. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.